going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX and the free Odyssey app.
Anytime I can get back here, it's great. People are so wonderful to, you know, when they come back, they say hello. And, you know, at the airport, somebody greeted me and was walking down the street and somebody's birthday, guys, and
they pay attention.
Want to get my picture.
They really
pay attention.
They really do.
They don't know who I am in Cincinnati. But
you can get around pretty well.
But
over
the
there.
Fans here are great. It's just a fun place to come back to.
That's the voice of Walt Jocketty in a conversation with Mike Shannon. It's both those guys. We learned over the weekend of the passing of former general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, architect of a World Series team, multiple division championships here, pennant-winning teams. And to talk about his life and to talk about his impact on Cardinals baseball, we are joined now by Hall of Famer and former manager of the team. It is Tony La Russa with us on KMOX. Tony, it's good to talk to you. How are you today?
Well, good morning. Looking forward to talking about Walt.
Yeah, and again, he passed away at the age of 74, and this is somebody who will always be remembered for his mark on Cardinals baseball and, of course, for bringing you into the organization. So, first, your thoughts on Walt Jocketty before we really get into the history and of what he accomplished here.
Well, I think it's not many people know enough about him, his beginning, but personally, he came into professional baseball in 1976 at the A's, the White Sox AAA franchise in Des Moines, Iowa. And coincidentally, I was a player coach there. So that's how I met Walt. My family met Walt, Sue, his wife. And I think part of explaining Walt is to talk about his background because it was so complete. So he saw the business side from 76 through 79. And in 80, famous general manager of the White Sox, Roland Heeman, was asked by Charlie Finley that he needed somebody for the Oakland A's in the front office, and he recommended Walt. So Walt went to the A's in 1980, was there through 1993, when I was let go by the White Sox in 86, I went to the A's as a manager. So rejoined Walt, and Walt was part of player development, scouting, and he was there in the front office when the A's built that just amazing run of three World Series with, unfortunately, just won one. So then he went to Colorado as assistant GM, and he finally comes to St. Louis. So my point is that he had a complete background to do the GM job.
Working with him with the A's
versus working with him in St. Louis. How is that the same or different?
Well, the big difference is he was, you know, he worked on the staff doing stuff. The general manager was Sandy Alderson. So, you know, he did assignments and he was connected with scouting and player development. He also the roster construction and moves that you make. The difference was that in 1995, the Cardinals hired him as a general manager. And unfortunately, that was the replacement player beginning to spring training. And he had later to realize how great the manager was Joe Torre. But Joe had a strong opinion that the game did not need the replacement players. And the Bush family was very upset about it, required that Walt fire Joe. So that's how he started his GM job in 96, and the spot was open, and we worked together. But the difference was that he was the leader of the organization. You know, once you get from ownership down, it comes down to the GM. And Walt put together just an outstanding group, not just in the front office, but in scouting development and scouting and player development.
Visiting with Tony La Russa here on KMOX, and yeah, one of the first things he does, I guess about a year later or so, he brings you in to the organization. He also responsible for the acquisitions of Mark McGwire and Jim Edmonds and players like that. I mean, he put together, the two of you together, put together some really good, very, very good Cardinals teams. That 04 team was as good as any team that's ever been assembled here in St. Louis. So how was he able to do that? How were the two of you able to put together such a great run of Cardinals baseball?
Well, I want to make sure that he gets the credit, because he was the leader of everything in that organization. You know, he was the guy on top. The fact that he brings in a major league staff, which myself, and by the way, we came from Oakland, we had three of our coaches with me and some of the players. But, you know, I think the best way for fans to understand is that he had the classic leadership style. And when, you know, I remember over the years, I'm trying to do my leadership thing. I've read a lot of books during the offseason. You know, one of my favorites was Good to Great. And it talks about the leader who has a strong ego about doing his job and knowing he can do it, but not being egotistical and making sure that everybody that worked for him was included, developed relationships, and got credit for what they did. And Walt was the classic person for that. You never saw him step forward and take any attention away from a player development guy who came up and was great, or a player who did a job, or a coach like a Dave Duncan, who was such a great pitching coach. So, you know, when you play for a leader like that, that is so qualified, but also is making sure that the people around him are getting credit, you know, you really develop a loyalty, and it's a very strong, you know, strong advantage when you go forward. And like I say, any of us working on the coaching staff and the players learn to really not just respect, but love Walt because of his style.
Yeah, and it did take a little bit of time, you know, once he became general manager and then hired you as the manager, for this team to really be established as one of the best teams in baseball and go on that run. Do you remember a point where you knew that you guys had put together something that was really special?
Well, we knew, you know, in my first year, 96, we ended up winning a division, get within one of the World Series, because there were some really good young players there. You know, Brian Jordan, you know, Ray Langford, Royce Clayton, guys like that. And then we had a couple of good veterans, you know, Ozzie's last year. But, you know, as soon you could tell that we had some holes. We, you know, our bullpen was not strong. And, you know, there were pieces that had to come together. And he orchestrated, and this is, you know, when you talk about leadership and you talk about the success, you know, I think you need to show the tangible examples to really bring it to life. And you started to mention it. The deals that he made to put that roster together are legendary. And it started, especially at the trading deadline in July. It started in 1997 when he brought Mark McGwire in. and convinced him that, you know, he was going to play for the Angels as a free agent the next year. But Walt showed him that, hey, this is a spot you should be. Later on, he brought in Edgar Renteria as a shortstop. Then he really got hot during the winter of 99 because he brought in guys like Darryl Kyle, Mike Matheny in spring training, Jim Edmonds, David Veers. So what you saw was a complete roster being put together. But he had this one, an amazing record that he could point to. We were in contention from 2000 on. You know, it became a really nice, outstanding era going into the 15-16 and everything. But we were in contention. So July, he made his mark by adding talent. You know, like 97 was McGuire, but then he brings in Will Clark when McGuire was hurt. And later on, he brings in Scott Rowland. He brings in Larry Walker. In 2002, our starting pitching was hurt, so he brought in Chuck Finley. And if you track it, which was incredible, all the players he gave up to make those trades, I think there's only two or three played in the big league. So I think that the other piece that I want to add real quick is in the industry, you know, because of his time growing up with the A's in Colorado, by the time he was a GM, he had earned a respect and trust, which he really solidified as a general manager, and that helped make those deals. He was really trusted by the people and the other guy, his peers. And to this day, he left us in after the 07 season, went to Cincinnati and did his work to beat us a couple of times for a division championship. So just a great man, and I think we'll probably talk about it in a minute, but we were so fortunate as he was sick and, going through those tough times in the hospital. The DeWitt family announced to him, which will be something that's going to be public soon, that Walt was going to be inducted into the Cardinal Hall of Fame in September. And that gave him a tremendous adrenaline lift that really improved the quality of his life in his last couple of months.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You were just bringing up all of the great players, franchise players that Walt Jocketty brought to the Cardinals, and one of those was that move in 2003-04 when he traded J.D. Drew, who was so talented but injury-prone, and brought in the prospect Adam Wainwright. I mean, a move like that takes some guts.
Well, it just, I remember distinctly, not only, he brought in Adam, but he also got Jason Marquis in that deal, and Ray King, that was a very effective left-hander. But I can remember at the winter meetings when he was trying to make that trade, and rightfully so, J.D. was a real talent, and the Braves really wanted him. But, talking to Bobby Cox, they figured that they needed the hitter, and they had enough pitching. And everybody was after Wainwright, and the Rays didn't want to let him go. But I think the relationships, and I keep hitting on that, trying to explain Walt's effectiveness. the relationship that he had in the industry, the relationships he had throughout the organization, the way he talked with the staffs and the players that came over. I mean, everybody right now, if you talk to Scott Rolen, who came over here and then was with him in Cincinnati, I mean, everybody's going to say the same thing. He was a great person and a great baseball man, but bringing Wainwright over, look what that became. And Albert was obviously that was scouting, and you give them the credit and player development. But Walt was the leader.
Tony, is there something about Walt Jocketty that maybe Cardinals fans don't know that you would like for them to know?
Well, I think the most important thing about his leadership style was the best that you can have, and that is lead, know what you're doing, include everybody in the process. But he was such a good guy. I mean, he was quiet, never sought the attention, that at times you could think that maybe he was too nice. And Walt had a very important toughness to him. I mean, everybody still laughs that, we knew our job as a coaching staff, manager and coaching staff, which is we were included in evaluating what we needed, and if there was a conversation about possible talent to be included. But the final decision is the front office. The manager and coaches, you don't say, you just play the people they give you. So there were a time or two that we disagreed. And I remember having one time where we were all together, and I actually challenged Walt that, the staff knew more about this player than his scouts. And he jumped me right in front of everybody and said, look, you just do your job. Don't tell me about my scouts. So he had he had that toughness that was there along with all his other, human qualities that made him so popular. But he was no pushover.
Well, we're looking forward to honoring him again in September. I know the Cardinals will and have already acknowledged his passing, but September 6th is the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and Walt Jocketty will be a part of that. I'm hoping that we'll see you back in town for that. We are going to, yes?
Well, I'm going to actually have a chance to get this in there real quick, because in the next couple of weeks you'll hear more about it. We're going to do a nonprofit thing at the theaters, the Stiefel Theater, July 16th, which is the third day of the All-Star break. And we're gonna honor what happened in that 2000 time where guys came together and became a really effective, competitive playoff most every year. And a big important part of it is a well-deserved tribute to Darrell Kyle. But we're going to have a bunch of players there that will tell, how well we did, honor Darrell, and then we'll honor Walt as well. There'll be some country music on the second half of that. Because our family, our new foundation, it's the Russo Rescue Foundation that's involved with rescuing dogs and cats and putting together people with a strong veteran presence. We have a partnership with PenFed Foundation, which is very strong on the. So you're gonna hear more about this event, where fans are really gonna enjoy the baseball side and the front half and music. But in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure we'll talk about it on KMOX later on. But it'll be something July 16th that I think will make the summer very, very special.
Sounds like a great time, Tony. And I also want to say, the Blues fans loved seeing you at the Blues game a couple nights ago. That place was loud. Everybody loved seeing you there. It was fun.
Well, believe me, I was there for a coach's clinic, and the folks at Victory Men's Health put that together. And so I just went to the game. It was coincidental. It was the same night. Totally unexpected. And I tell you, what has been a long career, that's probably the most overwhelmed I've ever been, the response. I know how great the fans are, but to get that kind of response just overwhelmed me. I was very appreciative. And I think I look back on it, it wasn't me so much. The Blues were having a great game, and they were kicking butt. I think the people were just excited.
I think it's a little of both.
I think you obviously brought a victory, so we need you at more Blues games now.
Yep.
Well, they had a good game yesterday, too. That's good.
They did.
Tony La Russa, it's great to talk to you. Thank you for giving us your time today. I know it's a sad day, and we're sorry about the loss of your friend, but thank you for being with us.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity to talk about Walt. Thanks.
That is Tony La Russa, former Cardinals manager, Hall of Famer, with us here on KMOX. And yeah, once again, there's the event July 16th. We'll learn more about that at Stiefel Theater when they make the official announcement. And then September 6th, Cardinals Hall of Fame induction, and Walt Jocketty will be a Cardinals Hall of Famer. It's